You're listening to NewsRamp Technology. Today is Thursday morning, August 27th, 2026. Real Stories AI Voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in. Turning AI innovation into sustainable profitability, DeepXE Technology 1384.hk delivers surging revenue, quarterly profitability, and a differentiated enterprise AI platform. DeepXE Technology 1384.hk has reported a 115% year-over-year surge in revenue for the first half of 2026, driven by a 209% increase in core AI revenue. The company achieved quarterly GAAP profitability in the second quarter, marking a significant milestone in Hong Kong's AI sector. DeepXE's strategic partnerships and proprietary data capabilities position it as a leader in the enterprise AI market. TuneFab Review 2026, a closer look at its music conversion, playlist transfer, and library management tools. Founded in Hong Kong in 2016, TuneFab is a multimedia software brand focused on helping users organize and access their music across streaming platforms and devices. With over 1 million active users and a portfolio spanning conversion, transfer, backup, playback, and offline library management, TuneFab offers a comprehensive solution for music enthusiasts.
Latent Seal embeds robust watermarks during image generation to support copyright protection. Latent Seal, a watermarking framework developed by a research team, embeds high-capacity watermarks into images during the generation process of latent diffusion models, LDMs. This approach aims to identify artificial intelligence-generated content, AIGC, and support copyright verification without compromising image quality. The method integrates protection deeply, ensuring reliability after common edits and distortions, offering a practical solution for traceable generative image systems.
When AI enters the physical world, safety gets real. When AI enters the physical world, safety becomes a real concern. A recent survey highlights the security and ethical risks associated with artificial intelligence AI, transitioning from screens to physical entities like cars, drones, and service robots. The review emphasizes the importance of unified, adaptive safeguards to ensure the safety and dependability of AI in real-world settings. For more information, visit the original source URL.
Creative Biolabs updates in vivo KRT development solutions. Creative Biolabs has updated its in vivo KRT development portfolio, offering research teams additional options for immune cell engineering. The company's comprehensive solution includes viral and non-viral approaches tailored to different research objectives and preclinical needs. By exploring in vivo KRT research, scientists can bypass certain ex vivo processing steps. Creative Biolabs aims to support researchers in navigating the complexities of in vivo KRT development.
Tinnitus Hearing Center of Arizona introduces Oticon Reveal Team Hearing Aids. World's first dual AI technology delivers natural hearing experience. Tinnitus Hearing Center of Arizona introduces Oticon Reveal Team Hearing Aids. The world's first dual AI technology delivering a natural hearing experience. The groundbreaking MiniRite device features speech and context AI processors for crystal clear speech and contextual sounds. With advanced features like Reveal Optimizer and Wind and Handling Stabilizer 2.0, the Reveal offers all-day power and enhanced connectivity for seamless smartphone integration. Available at the Tinnitus and Hearing Center of Arizona, schedule a consultation early for timely availability.
Dr. Keith Cantor launches Alopecia IQ to help consumers better understand hair loss before seeking treatment. Dr. Keith Cantor launches Alopecia IQ, a new digital resource aimed at helping consumers better understand hair loss before seeking treatment. With a focus on education, the platform aims to provide information on the different forms of alopecia and factors contributing to hair loss. Kantar believes that informed consumers can make better decisions about their hair health. Learn more at alopeciaiq.com.
H&R GMDH and CoKG AA listed in the scale segment of the Frankfurt Stock Exchange as of today. H&R GMDH and CoKG AA has officially been listed in the scale segment of the Frankfurt Stock Exchange starting August 26, 2026. The company's shares will be delisted from the regulated markets of the Dusseldorf and Hamburg stock exchanges by the end of 2026. H&R KG AA is a specialty chemicals company focused on developing and manufacturing chemical and pharmaceutical specialty products. For more information, visit www.hur.com.
Azio AI Holdings. Azio advances Atlas One as AI infrastructure investor, accelerates all top rocket permanent color and 500 SDO. Azio AI Holdings is advancing its Atlas One development in South Texas to meet the increasing demand for AI infrastructure. With over 548 acres and 500 megahertz of planned power capacity, the project includes off-grid power and enterprise fiber connectivity. As global investment in AI infrastructure grows, Azio is focusing on the initial 11 megahertz phase to capitalize on the expanding market for computing capacity.
Nano X Imaging, NNOX, is one to watch. Nano X Imaging, a company focused on driving the world's transition to preventative healthcare, has seen an increase in revenue in the first quarter of 2026. With FDA clearance for various medical imaging solutions, NanoX is expanding its commercial reach through collaborations with healthcare organizations like RadNet and Cedars-Sinai. The company's integrated platform aims to enable earlier detection and improved clinical efficiency.
Investor News breaks: Nomad Power Solutions, Inc. advances $19 million Vermont energy storage project into Phase 3. Nomad Power Solutions, Inc. has been given the green light by the U.S. Department of Energy Office of Electricity to move into Phase 3 of its $19 million Vermont long-duration energy storage demonstration project. This phase will focus on installation, integration, and construction of up to 8 transportable battery energy storage systems across 5 sites in Green Mountain Power's Vermont service territory. Nomad's innovative platform aims to demonstrate the flexibility of transportable energy storage for utilities and critical power users.
Bridge launches $500 million direct lending fund to finance suppliers of America's largest retailers. Bridge, a city-backed AI-powered lending platform, has launched a $500 million direct lending fund for CPG brands and retail suppliers serving America's largest retailers. The fund aims to provide fast and transparent production capital to fulfill purchase orders. Bridge's innovative approach has already facilitated financing for numerous businesses, including Dog Sauce, allowing them to expand their presence in major retailers like Walmart.
Investor News breaks: Frontiers North America highlights August 27th Reg E Plus offering deadline, advances West Virginia Fast Form facility. Frontiers North America advances construction of its first commercial-scale Fast Form facility in West Virginia to meet growing electricity demand. PJM's latest capacity auction saw prices hit the federally approved cap, with a significant shortfall in capacity. The company's innovative process converts coal into clean-burning fuels without burning it. Frontiers is currently offering investment opportunities until August 27, 2026, for its Mason County facility. For more information, visit Frontiers' website.
Mining News breaks: SmartChem, Inc. Wells Ferox, accelerated Tavani development program targeting Q4 2026 production. SmartChem welcome news from Ferox, critical materials of an accelerated development program for the Tavani project in South Africa, aiming for a working demonstration scale processing circuit by Q4 Toll 626. The program includes on-site ore preparation, a wash plant infrastructure, and a toll milling arrangement. Ferro Ox is also advancing construction of a wash plant and site preparation at Tavani, with a focus on establishing operating data, product quality, and initial sales capability.
Investor news breaks. Silincom Limited NYSE American NYCNX engages IBN for corporate communications strategy. Silincom Limited NYCENC American has engaged IBN for its corporate communications. The company, known for its ruggedized tactical communication headset devices, is expanding internationally with recent military orders in Asia and Europe. IBN will utilize its investor-focused distribution network to increase awareness of Silincom through various channels. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Tech Media Breaks. Knight Food Holdings, Inc. subsidiary. RoboOp 365 to showcase automated cooking technology at food service industry event. Tech Media Breaks reports that Knight Food Holdings, Inc. subsidiary, RoboOp 365, will showcase its automated cooking technology at an industry event in Irwindale, California. The event, From Manual to Modern, will focus on kitchen technology and automation, with RoboOp 365 demonstrating its Robi One system. The session will address practical considerations like integration, operation, cleaning, and economics under its robot as a service model.
Network news breaks. Olenox Industries highlights revenue growth, energy to compute strategy in shareholder letter. Olenox Industries reported a revenue increase in the second quarter of 2026, reaching approximately $2.10 million, up 194% from the previous year. The company's total assets rose by 78% to $64.20 million, with stockholders' equity increasing by 155% to $19.40 million. Olenox's strategy includes transitioning some operations to company-controlled facilities for Bitcoin mining and hosting, as well as potential acquisitions to support its energy-to-compute platform.
Could the tech industry provide new support for PGM prices? Platinum group metals like platinum and palladium are facing a shift in demand due to the rise of hybrid and electric vehicles. Companies such as Platinum Group Metals Limited are now considering their production capacity and financial health to navigate potential price fluctuations. Could the tech industry provide new support for PGM prices? For more insights on the mining industry, visit rocksandstocks.news.
How power constraints are shaping the future of AI data center growth? Power constraints are reshaping the future of AI data center growth. AZO AI Holdings, Inc. is at the forefront of this trend with its Project Atlas initiative focusing on securing land, power, and network connectivity for AI infrastructure development. Major industry players like Micron Technology, Inc., Supermicro Computer, Inc., and Dell Technologies, Inc. are also involved in shaping the AI sector.
Google offers college students a year of free AI access. Google is offering college students a year of free access to artificial intelligence tools. This includes additional Gemini tools to aid in studying and research. The initiative is expected to increase the use of AI in education. As more students take advantage of this offer, the demand for AI solutions, such as those offered by Core AI Holdings, Inc., is likely to grow.
Krypton gas could increasingly be used in quantum computing. Krypton gas is becoming a game changer in quantum computing manufacturing. Researchers at Cornell University have discovered that using krypton gas instead of argon allows for the deposition of tantalum at lower temperatures, crucial for superconducting devices. This innovation could benefit companies like B-Wave Quantum Inc., advancing quantum computing solutions. How power constraints are shaping the future of AI data center growth. Artificial intelligence is shaping the future of data center growth as spending on AI infrastructure is projected to reach $487 billion by 2026 and exceed $1 trillion by 2029. Azio AI Holdings, Inc. is at the forefront of this trend with its Project Atlas initiative, focusing on securing land, power, and network connectivity for AI development. Major industry players like Micron Technology, Inc., Supermicro Computer, Inc., and Dell Technologies, Inc. are also involved in shaping the AI sector.
Tech Media Breaks, Rap Technologies, Inc., featured an NNW editorial on counter-drone-directed energy technology. The editorial discusses RAP's exclusive U.S. South and NATO license to a physics-based sensing technology and its partnership with Israeli firm Fresnel Imaging for laser-directed energy interception. This technology is aimed at enhancing defense and security in various markets, including Department of War Force Protection and Department of Homeland Security Border Security.
American Fusion TM Inc. AMFN builds toward commercial fusion market as Texatron TM targets rising power demand and company prepares for national exchange uplisting. American Fusion Inc. is gearing up for the commercial fusion market with its Texatron fusion engine targeting the rising demand for power. The company is working towards uplisting to a national exchange like NASDAQ Capital Market, engaging Lukoski Brookman LLP for advice. The global fusion sector saw a record $4.48 billion in funding, with Texas's data center market creating need for reliable electricity.
Biomed News Breaks, Volume 101. Study reports predictive value in sepsis. Volition RX, NYSE American, VANRX announced a study showing its new QNETS-H 3.1 biomarker predicts 28-day mortality and renal therapy need in sepsis patients. Published in Critical Care Medicine, the research supports new QNETS for risk stratification and early intervention. The company sees potential for the technology in disease detection and monitoring, aiming to improve patient outcomes and quality of life. For more information, visit Volition's website.
Tech Media Breaks, Azio AI Holdings, Inc. advances its Atlas One development in South Texas to meet the rising demand for AI infrastructure. With over 548 acres and 500 MW of planned power capacity, Azio is focusing on modular data centers. Other companies like Micron Technology, Supermicro Computer, Dell Technologies, and Eaton are also investing in AI infrastructure, highlighting the industry's growth. Tech Media Breaks. Rail Vision Limited, NASDAQ, RVSN, FSE, C80 reports 328% revenue growth in first half of 2026, reaching $1.05 million compared to $237,000 the previous year. The company saw an increase in gross profit to $317,000 and reported a GAAP net loss of $7.31 million, Recent developments include integrating technology into RailServe Yard Guard system and exploring opportunities in international markets.
Tech media breaks. Manox Imaging Limited to report second quarter 2026 financial results, September 9. Tech Media Breaks reports that Manox Imaging Limited will release its second quarter 2026 financial results on September 9. The conference call, hosted by CEO ERZMELTZR, will begin at 8:30 a.m. ET to discuss the results and provide a business update. A live webcast will be available on Manox's website for investors and interested parties.
Selinxcom Limited NYSE American, SYNX is one to watch. Selinxcom Limited is making waves in the tactical headset market with a projected 42% CAGR growth in the in-ear segment. With recent military orders in Asia and Europe, the company is expanding internationally beyond Israel. Their advanced tactical communications platform, including drone detection capabilities, is gaining traction across military, law enforcement, and industrial sectors. Selinxcom continues to invest in R&D to enhance their product portfolio.
Flip HTML5 expands handbook templates for efficient handbook creation. Flip HTML5, a digital publishing platform, expands its collection of customizable handbook templates for various communication and instructional needs. Users can choose from a range of designs for employee handbooks, user manuals, training guides, and more, simplifying the creation process. These templates, created by professional designers, allow for easy customization of text, images, and multimedia elements to suit different handbook purposes. The platform also offers easy distribution options for completed handbooks, making them accessible across devices.
Flexible and robust T-PET films for ultra-fast all-optical terahertz modulators. Flexible T-PET films have been introduced as all-optical terahertz modulators with high efficiency and bending tolerance. Developed by a research team led by professors Qingli Zhao and Chen Ji, these films offer stable neural network-based image recognition under various bending conditions. The device's robustness and performance make it a promising platform for flexible terahertz optoelectronics, as highlighted in a recent paper published in Light Advanced Manufacturing.
Tianjin AI's new validator checks TradingView PineScript against trader intent with 90% accuracy. Tianjin AI's latest update enhances the platform's validator system, achieving around 90% accuracy in checking TradingView PineScript against trader intent. The new features focus on compiler speed, validator performance, and backtesting consistency, aiming to streamline the process from idea generation to strategy validation. Traders can now expect faster code generation, more accurate results, and consistent backtesting outcomes on the PineGen AI platform. SkyChem Group, building global chemical solutions through specialized brands. SkyChem Group has evolved into a global chemical solutions provider, catering to various industries like textiles, construction, agriculture, and pharmaceuticals. Their specialized brands, including Tianken, Silic Red, Sky Innovation, Shine, and Sky Bio, offer innovative solutions tailored to specific industry needs. With a focus on quality and innovation, SkyChem Group aims to provide efficient and professional chemical solutions for customers worldwide.
Multifunctional frequency modulated continuous wave LiDAR for simultaneous 3D imaging and multi-parameter sensing. A multifunctional frequency modulated continuous wave LiDAR capable of high precision ranging and multi-parameter sensing has been proposed. This innovative technology allows for 3D imaging and the simultaneous measurement of various physical parameters, including environmental temperature, gas concentrations, and liquid density. Developed by a team of scientists led by Professor Yong Kung Dong, this LiDAR system shows promising application potential in fields like new energy vehicles and spacecraft.
Agent Connect, the open-source multi-agent alternative to Claude Tag. Agent Connect introduces its open source platform for teams and multiple AI agents to collaborate across existing communication and development tools. By bringing agents into team conversations, teams can connect different agents, assign distinct roles, and collaborate seamlessly. This approach allows for better coordination in incident response, support issues, and engineering tasks. Agent Connect offers fine-grained access control, is open source, and self-hosted, providing a flexible solution for teams. Learn more at agentconnect.md. HeartMath featured in Bailey Co's Consumer Healthcare Charting the Course report. HeartMath, a global leader in heart rate variability, HRV biofeedback, and heart-brain coherence technologies, is featured in Bailey & Co's newly released report, Consumer Healthcare, Charting the Course, highlighting the company's impact on consumer wellness, healthcare, and organizational performance. Founded on 3 decades of research, HeartMath's technologies aim to improve emotional balance, mental clarity, resilience, and well-being by training users to generate coherent heart rhythm patterns. For more details, visit bnco.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news. And one more thing, NewsRamp activates news every day.